The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. Their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" He replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. We were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was at table, while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' And the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of bread." The Gospel of the Lord. In the middle of the ordination of priests, the bishop takes the gifts that the newly ordained priest will offer, takes the bread and the wine, the chalice and the paten, and places it in the new priest's hands. And part of the prayer that he says is, "Imitate what you celebrate and conform yourself to the mystery of the Lord's cross." Imitate what you celebrate, namely, especially the Eucharist, but also conform yourself, mold yourself into the imitation, not just of Jesus kind of in general, not just in Jesus in the way that he preached and did good things to help people, but conform yourself, mold yourself specifically to the cross of our Lord. As ordained, that really struck me because I felt like in some ways that's what we're called to do as Christians. I didn't really think about it specifically with the cross, but the whole point of the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist is to conform us and mold us into the imitation of Jesus. Is in some ways to change us. Not because what we are right now is bad, but because what God originally planned for us is better. To be that image of Christ here on earth and ultimately join him forever in heaven. In some ways, that's what happens with these two disciples on the road to Emmaus. At this moment of conversion, when they literally turn around from where they were going towards Emmaus, they turn around and go back to Jerusalem and back to where the church, the apostles are. At this moment of conversion is them being conformed, I would say, to Jesus and to his cross. Because it seems like up to that point, they were okay understanding who Jesus was, following him kind of in general. But I wonder if they were trying to kind of mold Jesus into what they expected and what they wanted. That intellectually, they knew that everything that is said about the Messiah in the Old Testament, expected him to come and to fix things. But then with the death and even witnesses coming and telling them about the resurrection, even with that, they can't quite grasp it. They can't quite believe it. In some ways, we might wonder why, but I think it's really as simple as them wanting to force God's message into what they wanted, rather than receiving it and responding to it as they saw it. Because in many ways, that's what all of us have to do as Christians, that when we actually have that experience, that firsthand encounter with Christ, we have a moment of decision. Are we going to try to fit him into what we want, or do we allow ourselves to be conformed and molded into the imitation of Christ? That is the moment of choice. That is the moment when we have to decide, are we going to continue going our own way, like these disciples were walking away from Jerusalem, or will we immediately turn back and return to him? Seeing that that might require some changes for ourselves, but rejoicing that we can become more like Christ each day. Imagine that's what Peter is doing in the first reading when he's preaching to this great crowd on the day of Pentecost. That having been filled with the Holy Spirit, having been conformed to Jesus, he knows he can't no longer just go back to being a fisherman. He can't just go back to doing what is comfortable for him, and kind of making God conform to what he wants. Instead, he has to go out and joyfully do the things that Jesus did. To go out and share this good news that even though the people that he's literally preaching to are the ones that helped put Jesus to death, even they can come to encounter his goodness. Even they can come to experience his forgiveness just like he did. That he can look at them and say, even if you too put him to death, much like I abandoned him and betrayed him on Good Friday, even you now can be conformed to the mystery of Christ. Even now you can be brought to new life, not because you can make Jesus into what you want, but because you can become what he wants. When I was after my first year of college, I went and taught Totus Tuus in Denver. It's a very important moment in my vocation to the priesthood, but it was also in some ways this moment for me, where I went and it wasn't just about learning what God was or who Jesus was and how I was supposed to follow him, but it became a personal encounter with saying, well, what are you, Devin Thomas Burns, going to do about that? Because up to that point, I think I had usually tried to put God into what I wanted. Kind of tried to make a mold that God could fit into that worked for me and my desires, but also kind of kept me in control rather than allowing God to be in control. Through that summer of giving myself totally to God, I realized that that's actually a much better way to live. That actually conforming myself to Jesus is much more joyful than me trying to make God conform to me. That moment for me was like this moment in Emmaus for Cleopas and the other disciple. When my eyes were open to actually see Jesus in front of me and say, I can't keep going this way, just making God into what I want. But I actually have to turn around and follow him. Be open to wherever he might lead me, even if that means being a priest, which was quite scary at the time. But even before that, just saying, Lord, help me to be conformed to you. Not that I would conform you to myself. Brothers and sisters, I think during this Easter season, that is what the church always encourages us to do. To look for ways that we can experience new life, that we can be conformed to the mystery of the Lord's cross. Not just because we suffer or have to endure things in this life, but because when we're conformed to God, when we're conformed to His will, it's actually much better than what we desire. It actually leads to something that can give us joy in this life, but also lead to eternal joys in heaven. It might be strange to think about that, not just in an abstract way, but actually thought about that a lot this week with all the drama with our president and with the Pope. I'm going to wade into waters of war and peace and political things. But in some ways, this kind of brought to a head of who we really follow. Of, am I trying to conform the church and God to what I want or what I think is best? Or am I willing to be open to being conformed by Christ? I think that was at the heart of what Pope Leo said when he said his job isn't to decide political things, but is simply to preach the gospel. Because as members of the church, that's what the gospel always means. Sometimes it means difficult things that force us to change or force us to be conformed to this radical message of Christ. We always want to be open to that. Because like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, we actually realize that being conformed to the mystery of the Lord's cross is actually a much more joyful experience than going our own way. And rather than trying to conform God into our desires and our perspective, the perspective is actually broadened and widened to see the things as God sees them and to be led into the joy that He has in store for us. So brothers and sisters, let us pray that like these disciples on the road to Emmaus, we will not try to force God into our molds or into the boxes and ideas that we have, but instead that when we encounter and experience Him, like we do in this Holy Eucharist, we can be conformed to the mystery of Christ. We can be made more like Him so that in this time of His resurrection that we celebrate during the Easter season, we can be made new, always finding joy and being conformed to the mystery of Christ our Savior.